Jesus.
Stand up, stand up, home. Stand up, home.
Okay. We will go inside the altar, okay, from the right. Come here, all. Come here. All the deacons. Come, Habibi, on the same side. Quickly. Okay, we'll go inside. Look to me, Roger. Look to me. When I go inside, I have to worship like that and go inside. Yes. Worship. No, I'll go outside. Worship. Yes. And up. Yes. Go on the side here. Yes, stand here.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle who was appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore, he is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the grace of God the Father be with all of you. Amen.